Welcome to the website of Community Bible Church. We hope it's helpful to you. We've included on our website sermons, both recent and in years past, that we think you will find a real help and encouragement as you listen to the teaching of God's Word.
I was praying and asking the Lord what He wanted to say to all of us. And this crazy word came into my mind, the word whimsy. I said, whimsy? I'm not even sure what it means. So I looked it up. It says, whimsy is playful or fanciful behavior, something fanciful or odd. So I'm going to give you an example of whimsy so you know what it sounds like. Here's an example. I've never seen a rabbit drink a pop. I've never seen a rabbit drink a pop. I will not sit and cry, but I cannot tell a lie. I've only seen a rabbit jump and hop. I've never seen a hippo drive a car. I've never seen a hippo drive a car. A hippo may be quick, but he cannot drive a stick. I have never seen a hippo drive a car. I've never seen a butterfly. I've never seen a butterfly. I cannot tell a lie. I will not sit and cry. I've never seen a pound of butterfly. I've never seen a skunk that didn't smell. I've never seen a skunk that didn't smell. It could happen, I suppose, if it didn't have a nose, but I've never seen a skunk that didn't smell. God created a world full of whimsy. He filled the world with fanciful and odd creatures, and I'm going to give you an example. Giraffes. Giraffes' necks are 6 foot long, and they weigh 800 pounds. But they only have 7 cervical vertebrae, the same number as we do, the same number as human beings. The duck-billed platypus has a bill like a duck, tail like a beaver, and is a mammal that lays eggs like a chicken. Clawed frogs. Clawed frogs can't hop. They only crawl. Their eyes are on top of their heads so they can see all around them because they have no neck. They have no eyelids, no eardrums, and they cannot move their tongue. The glass frog. You can see their insides. You can see their heart and their liver. You can see them right through their body. Whimsy is vital to a child. It promotes curiosity, wonder, and imagination. Our scripture reading is going to be from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house and saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from was made of clay. It was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. Children are the clay and parents and grandparents of the potter. In Proverbs 14:26, it says, the children shall have a place of refuge or safety. You should introduce all preschoolers to make-believe and whimsy before they become proficient with computers and the internet. There's nothing wrong with computers, and there's nothing wrong with technology. But as a doctor, it galls me, okay? To see people treating symptoms and not the problem. The problem in schools is not the educational system. There's nothing wrong with it. To become a teacher requires a high degree of education and a difficult path to certification. The problem's not the children. The problem's the parents. You only have the best children by being the best parents. Now I want to read you a little something that a young man wrote. He was 8 years old, and this is what he wrote. One of God's main jobs is making people. He makes these to put in place of the ones who die so there'll be enough people to take care of things here on earth. He doesn't make grown-ups. He just makes babies. I think because they're smaller and easier to make. That way he hasn't to take up his valuable time teaching them to walk and talk. He can just leave that up to the mothers and fathers. I think it works out pretty good. God's second most important job is listening to prayers. An awful lot of this goes on because some people, like preachers and things, pray other times besides bedtimes. And grandma and grandpa pray every time they eat except for snacks. God doesn't have time to listen to the radio or watch TV on account of this because God hears everything. There must be a terrible lot of noise in his ears. He must have thought of a way to turn it down. God sees and hears everything and is everywhere, which keeps him pretty busy. So you shouldn't go wasting his time by asking for things that aren't important or go over parents' heads and ask for something they said you couldn't have. It doesn't work anyway. As I said, you only have the best children when you're the best parents. Now, I'm going to read you something that was written by a young man that was taken off the streets when he was 15 and put in a convent. This was a thing that he wrote. 15-year-old, taken off the streets, living on the streets, put in a Catholic convent. He said, "Help me, dear Lord, as I travel toward you. There are many detours which will try to distract me away from you. Help me as I travel my path to cherish the parents you gave me. Help me to do my best in all my endeavors, whether I may win or lose. Help me never to lose hope. And though there may be difficult times, help me to choose good friends. Help me to choose the right mate so they will have a happy family someday. Help me, though I may fall, to continue my journey towards you. Help me, dear Lord. I want so much to be with you." A 15-year-old kid taken off the streets. Isn't that amazing? Now, I want you to understand, there's a problem, and it's not with schools, it's not with the children, it is in part with the parents, but I want you to understand something. Certain groups, and even the government, has handcuffed parents' hands. You can't discipline a child anymore. You see, a child has a right to turn you in if you speak too loudly. If they want to divorce you, they can have someone come in. All they have to do is make a call, and they can have someone and prevent you from being a parent. That's just not the way it should be. You see, what we have to understand is God is the ultimate source of our wisdom and our strength and our joy and our purpose. And so I want to just say this. I think that if we all prayed properly and we all understood what the problem is, and it's not just the schools, it's the parents and the children, but let me tell you, it's something else. We have to know how to solve the problem. How are you going to solve the problem with kids who misbehave in school? I had someone tell me last week, they were teaching a class, and one of the students stood up and said, "Well, you're the new B word. Oh, you're the new B word. This is a kid." Well, in my day, I probably would have never heard the next word. Now, I'm not saying, listen, we have a cat that's better behaved than some children. And you know why? Because we never yell at the cat. We never hit the cat. We never speak cruelly to the cat. We taught the cat of the meaning of the word no. And so all we have to say to a cat is no, and the cat doesn't question it. No yelling, no slapping, no stomping, just no. Okay? Have you ever noticed that's how God works in the beginning? He started with 10 commandments. Thou shalt not, 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 thou shalt not. Boy, kids hate to hear that. But once you learn the meaning of the word no, it changes your whole life and your understanding of it. Listen, it's an important word, because once you learn the meaning of the word no, then you enjoy the joy of the word yes. It's amazing. Our kids, and I don't want to use them as an example, though I could, they're marvelous. And I was not a perfect father. I was involved in the ministry, and I put the ministry ahead of a lot of things, including at times my family. My kids used to have to turn my head so I'd look at them when they talked. Now, mind you, I love my family, but I felt that my first responsibility was to the church. And indeed, it's a great responsibility and a worthwhile one. But my first responsibility wasn't to them, it was to my family. And I love my family, they knew it. But I found myself having to make time for them. And it was so cute. I would say to them, "I'm busy." And my youngest son had a hearing problem. And I used to tell him, "I'm sorry, son, I can't do now, I'm busy." And he kept thinking I was saying, "I'm sorry, son, I'm dizzy." And he would take me by the arm and say, "I'm sorry, Dad." And he'd sit me down and pat me in the shoulder. And I thought, man, I told this kid I'm busy. And he's saying, "That's okay, Dad. Come on, sit down." He thought I was saying I'm dizzy. Well, I am dizzy, actually. But listen, what we need to see is that you, grandparents, are the potters. In Jeremiah, you're the potters. Notice what it said? The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I'm repeating it. go down to the potter's house. There I'll give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house. I'm repeating again. They saw him working at the wheel. The pot he made was shaped from clay. You're part of the potter if you're a grandparent. Do you know how important whimsy is? Do you know how important it is to be creative? To have wonder? To stand there and think, man, who would ever create such goofy animals? Who would create such amazing, interesting things? And so if you can get those children before they get to grade school, and technology's good, come on. I'm not against technology, but if you can fill their lives with a sense of wonder, okay, a sense of whimsy, their curiosity will drive them to want to learn. Okay? Grandparents, you're so very important because you blew it as parents, a lot of us. Okay? As parents, we wanted our kids, they'll toe the line. Our kid is going to be the smartest kid in the world. My kid is going to be a doctor. My kid is going to be a preacher. My kid is going to be this. That's fine. But you know what? The thing is, you weren't much fun. You see, one of the things that children love to do is laugh. They love whimsy. Do you remember when you were young and you talked about the cow that jumped over the moon? Hi, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle and the cow jumped over the moon. Remember that? Oh, yeah, you learned that stuff. Itsy bitsy spider, remember that? You had your life filled with whimsy. You had your life filled with wonder. You had life filled with challenge. And even those things that nobody could see but a child who understands what's odd and what's different and what's special. I want you all to understand this, that when God made me, that's whimsy. Have you ever heard sermons like that? That's whimsy. Do you know what? I know that we have good laughs together, the Lord and I. We have great excitement together when I see something that seems so, God, that's crazy. And God says, I made you, didn't I? Let's stand for prayer. Father, there's nothing more wonderful than whimsy. There's nothing more wonderful than a creator who understands what whimsy is. There's nothing more incredible than being with a child and see their lives filled with wonder and filled with a desire to see and hear and know and touch and feel and smile. We thank you for this time together and we thank you for this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for visiting the website of Community Bible Church. We hope you found it helpful. Also, if you're ever in or around Waterford, Michigan, we would love to have you come and visit us for a Sunday morning service. We'd love to have you come. Let us know you found us on the web. So God bless you, my friends.